I just want to let everybody know that at one time within the last decade, there was a thing called Callin' Oates, where you could call this number. It's an 800 toll-free number. And at any time, British voice, nice British lady would say, "Welcome to Callin' Oates. If you'd like to hear one-on-one, press 1. For Manny, you press 2. And it was the Callin' Oates hotline. I think it was fantastic, and it no longer exists. I had it on speed dial. It's a great thing when you could pull it up at a bar and, you know, play it. But that was back when there was, you know, there wasn't a digital jukebox, and you couldn't play every song from anybody who's ever made it at any point in time that you ever wanted to at any second of any time. And you can also, by the way, did you know that you can also control jukeboxes from remotely and request songs from remote jukeboxes as well?
What's a jukebox?
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. I'm not that young.
Well, we did that. We requested Steve Goodman's Go Cubs Go when the Cubs won the World Series at every St. Louis bar that we could log into.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
None of us were there, but we all played the songs.
I'm looking it up real quick. It's the Callin' Oates, the hotline you didn't know you need but might call anyways. But it wasn't a 1-800 number. It was 719-26-OATS. And
welcome,
that's what it was.
Colin
and
Oates.
You could listen to 4 of their songs. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But that's not why we played this song.
But this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
It's not why we played this song, though.
And this is the tangent that I was subject to as soon as we were like, we're going to play a Hall & Oates song. And
yes.
That's why Brian shared it with me.
Because we're going to say that somebody's out of touch, and that is...
Somebody's a little out of touch.
That is Representative Rantham, who looks like he just walked out of the 1920s.
Yeah, well, his suit game is very interesting. Yes, he wears some interesting
very
suits.
Puritanical, but also...
With a flair. Puritanical
with like a... But the flair is like coming from a place of like a wolf sweatshirt.
Yeah.
You know, like he wears a suit like he'd rather have flannel on, which most people do, but like he thinks it's flannel. And it could be.
It's an interesting style choice. I'll say that, to say the least. But yeah, he's got a joint resolution that he's circulating today, Brian. And so outside of his wardrobe, he is a little out of touch for this resolution. Well, maybe not that out of touch compared to the rest of our legislators, because
he's out of touch with the rest of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's for sure. But because he's claiming that he is representing a majority of Wisconsinites,
that's the whole impetus
in this resolution.
Yeah.
And that's the part that really got me, because I don't know how you claim that. I'm unless you're just living in the delusional world where you're like, oh yeah, not only was it stolen, but there were more votes for us than the other guy.
And up to this point, no proof of that has even been surfaced, even remote.
All the lawsuits, all the audits,
it's been,
all
it's
the
been
recounts.
Intimated. It's been there's innuendos. I'll even concede that maybe there were irregularities because of the pandemic. But again, I don't think it changed outcomes.
Nope.
And every time that they have looked into it, it hasn't changed the outcome.
They're still grasping
at
straws.
By the way, this is in addition to the stupid Gableman investigation, which comes after. Another investigation, which comes after. We might even get to the double digits in investigations by the end of next year when the next... When does it end?
They're already... We're getting ready for the bait and switch, though, Brian, because it's coming.
Uh-huh.
It's coming. They're laying the groundwork for it now, because all of a sudden, it's not going to be about 2020 anymore, and just at the snap of a fingers, it's going to be about 2022. And you're already seeing candidates like Rebecca Clayfish, who is suing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, saying that she wants the Supreme Court to step in and determine that the Wisconsin Elections Commission's the standards and practices that they use should not be applied for 2022. She wants them to be working with one hand tied behind their back. And that is what we're seeing. Robin Voss has already said in statements that this is no longer about 2020. This is about 2022. And it's just a matter of time before that is what everybody is talking about. But for Rep. Timothy Rantham, he's still stuck on 2020.
He's out of touch with his own regressive party. And by the way, make no mistake, they are the regressive party. There is no sort of, you know... I have never seen them move forward in any way, shape, or form. I haven't even seen them acknowledge that there's any sort of reality whatsoever. So when you see an R next to somebody's name, they are the regressive party. And feel free to just just rebrand them the Regressive Party, because again, they're looking backwards still, even compared to themselves. I have to admit, I am personally biased against Timothy Rantham, because he was the snitch that came in, and not really a snitch, we weren't doing anything wrong, but they came in and reported us while we had our deviltry, because I was singing a little bit louder than they were and better than they were, with better lyrics about how they did nothing during the pandemic except for making a tree.
Yeah, that was... See, I was thinking that was pre-pandemic times, but no, that was the smack dab of the middle of
this. Right in the middle of it. Yeah. None of them were wearing masks. None they were all masks. Caroling in the middle of the rotunda.
Maybe not a snitch, but maybe a party pooper? Can we go with party pooper?
Big old turd. If you go back into the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page, you can see some... you can
historic
see him,
videos.
You can see him like he looks like... Well, he looks like an uptight Muppet. Like if Sam the Eagle were like had a beard, he's like
and
that.
A weird suit.
He's like, these people are sick. I don't like it. That's a personification that I got.
Fair enough.
Speaking of a bunch of puritanical Sam the Eagle BSers, we'll get to Will in a little bit if we have time.
We'll dive in now. But up first,
maybe tomorrow.
We got Dick from Madison giving us a call. Dick, what's on your mind?
Well. You know, at what point, why don't the Democrats demand an investigation of the investigations? You know, I mean, two can play this game, right?
Why not? Let's have a loop until we're all in a mirror yelling at each other, doing some sort of end around to go and catch the mouse that has already multiplied 40 times.
There you go. Hey, to all adults, I saw them way back in the day in the late 70s, 78 or 9 at Alpine Valley. But I wasn't so much into him as the girl that I was going out with at the time, sister was, but we took her. And guess who opened for him?
Uh-huh.
Burton Cummings from the Guess Who by himself.
Oh.
He was so darn good that, I mean, I saw him play the piano backwards. Got up on it, Jerry Lee Lewis, up on the piano. Now I'm impressed when you can play a keyboard instrument backwards.
You should go and see Ben Folds live, man. He's... pretty darn awesome too, like that. I would say that'd be a better opening act than I like Hall and Oates myself, but I saw them recently, mm-hmm. like in the last like 5 years or so, and
Outdoor Stevens.
Yeah, they weren't good. They weren't good at all. Because we heard them at the like a pavilion type of thing where you bring your own, you know,
chair or whatever,
Illinois
yeah.
or whatever. My buddy sold a half of a case of Coors Light for $60 because people were waiting for supply and demand, man.
It's concerts for
pretty
you.
Darn awesome. But we only heard them through the speakers, and their voices did not carry. But that's till Tuesday, you know.
Yeah,
that's an Amy Mann song. Voices carry. All right. Come back later tomorrow with us on Dueling Tangents.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll be back same time tomorrow, like Brian said, 2 to 3 p.m. Up next, the Devil's Advocates. And stay tuned for live Earl Ingram on the ground in Kenosha covering the Kyle Rittenhouse. Maybe a verdict? We'll know. Who knows? We'll see.